T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Checking out what's on Rick's reading list, but before we do that, I want to make you a winner already today. Colleen from Elizabeth won a pair of tickets from the show to go see the Glenn Miller Band on May 8th at the Byam Theater, and now here's your opportunity. I need you to be the correct caller to win two tickets to see the Glenn Miller Orchestra at the Byam Theater Wednesday, May 8th. I need you to call me at 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020, caller number 5. Caller number 5, and you're going to go see the Glenn Miller Orchestra starting Ready, Steady, and Go right now. Caller number 5, 412-922-1020, to win tickets to the Glenn Miller Band. At 5:39, we're checking what's on Rick's reading list. David Baldacci, and I've told you about a couple of other books that I've read by Baldacci, and I find myself going back to him often, including a thriller that he wrote called Simply Lies. Simply Lies is from the same author who wrote The 620 Man, another sort of psychological thriller where you have one woman who is a former detective working with a con artist. I know, interesting pairing, isn't it? But basically, they are not only trying to going head to head, but they're also kind of working together to try to figure out what happened with this story. The lead, if you will, in the lead character is a woman by the name of Mickey Gibson. Single mom, was a cop, was a detective in Jersey, but now developing some conflict in terms of how much she's able to work as a cop based on the fact that she has two young kids and doesn't want to put herself in that position all the time. She takes a stay-at-home job where she works remotely for a company called ProEye, which is an investigation company, right? So she becomes sort of a private eye who specializes in going out and finding people who are cheating the taxing authorities and many times cheating creditors by hiding their wealth in various ways. So anyway, Mickey gets a colleague, gets a phone call, I should say, from a colleague, and the woman's name is Arlene Robinson. Arlene Robinson says to Mickey, here's what I need you to do. I need you to go out and I need you to check the inventory of this home that is vacant. The guy who lived there was an arms dealer, Arlene says, and as a result, there is a whole lot of money that he has basically hidden in a sort of a shell-like format there, and need to go find where the things are, find out what they are worth. And basically, we need to get this money back. Well, she goes out, but when she gets there, she ultimately ends up finding a body dead in a secret room. Well, you start to figure out that Arlene Robinson doesn't even work for ProEye, this company that is looking into these tax cheats. It turns out that there is no Arlene Robinson who works for the company. And it turns out that the person who was dead is a man with mob connections who used to be in witness protection. So now the entire thing is, who in the world killed this mob informant and who would want him dead and why would they want him dead. So before you know it, Mickey Gibson is up to her eyeballs in a murder investigation. And when the cops find out that she was there when the body was found, she becomes a prime suspect for the murder. So her job is on the line because she went out there without any sort of permission to do that, broke into the house to scope it out, only to find a body. And then when the police start asking questions, they want to talk to her. So Gibson is sort of locked in this battle of wits with this person who said she was Arlene Robinson, but turns out to be a con artist who is also angling for a whole lot of money that this former mob informant had hidden away somewhere, but nobody really knows where. It's a fascinating story. And when I find myself going through this type of thing, I mean, I think you know how much I love reading nonfiction, but sometimes these stories end up being so creative and they come up with so many different ways to advance the plot. I find myself saying, you know what? I am fascinated by the way that Baldacci is able to tell these stories, because he weaves it all together in a way that I didn't see coming. It's complicated. It's complex. It's twisting. It is a psychological thriller. You've got a detective and a con artist working together, going back and forth. The reviews of the book were kind of mixed. I think that there were a lot of people who said, hey, this is dynamite. And I am one of them. I thought it was very, very good. I think there were a lot of people that are kind of like, yeah, this is good. Not great, but it's good. There were some people who were sort of right there in the middle. Now, nobody really panned this book and hammered it, but there were a lot of people who simply said, yeah, it's good. It's really good. Nobody really pounded away at it saying it's awful, but at the same time, it wasn't 90% of the people who read it said this is incredible. So it may be your cup of tea if you're looking for something that is a little bit different in terms of from what you have been reading. I would recommend David Baldacci's book. Again, he's written The 620 Man, and he's written a number of other books that I've read here as of late, but this one is called Simply Lies, Simply Lies by David Baldacci on Rick's reading list for this Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.